Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I appreciate you being here, whether you are here in the US or if you're in Germany, if you're in the UK, if you're in wherever you are. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode today. Now, before I get into who our guest is, which you probably already know, I want to remind you that all the good things, all the exclusive, all the events, all the workshops, all everything is in the newsletter. As you know, I am transitioning off of these social media streets, and I very much appreciate intimate spaces where everyone doesn't have access to us and everybody doesn't know what we're talking about. So definitely go to the show notes, join the newsletter so that you are kept up to date on what's going on and what I have exclusively just for you. Now, my guest has been a guest before, and if you have listened in the last couple weeks, then you heard Robin Denise bless us with a wonderful episode about pleasure and grief. It was so needed and continues to be needed, and I'm going to drop that in the show notes because the way the world is going, we need to listen to that episode probably every other day, if not every day. With us being in February and it being, you know, dubbed the love month, it's also Black History Month. And I wanted to shine a light on you showing love to yourself in all ways. And Robin Denise has a wonderful 21-day challenge that is getting ready to kick off that I'm going to be a part of that focuses on self-love, solo pleasure, pleasing yourself without another entity there. Yes, we are talking about masturbation in a very subtle way. Okay, very subtle way. However, following this episode, I am going to bring you one that expresses the importance of solo intimate time because it's necessary. How is it that we are giving ourselves to people and we don't know ourselves, we don't know our bodies? So definitely tune in because Robin Denise has a journal. And you hear me talk about my feelings about the journal and how my perfectionism comes up. But either way, I am dropping all of the links for you to be able to join. There is an event that's going on in Atlanta and joining the 21-day challenge with me. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I will see you on the back end. All right, Robin, so you are back. You are back to have a lovely conversation. I think this is an important conversation because, one, we are in the month of love. By the time this comes out, we will be all up and through February. And I think us Black folk, we need a little bit of self-love, especially us Black women. So I thought you would be the perfect person to come back and talk about your journal, Body Bliss. Yes, let's talk about it. Now, y'all, I have the journal, and it has always been my intention to do the 21 days. But as soon as I start reading through and planning, I'm like, okay, we're going to come back to this. But I am going to join your 21-day challenge to help with the accountability and figure out why it overwhelms me so much to do 21 days of self-pleasure.
I love that. Yay, join the challenge.
So let's talk about how this book was birthed.
Is that the question? Are we ready? Okay.
Yes. And go.
Well, last time we talked about like my journey to sensuality and the questions I asked myself and the principles and habits and all of the things that I started to question. That's where it came from, because as I would question, I'd write down the question and then journal about my answer, or I'd be journaling something that was on my heart and it led me to a question of, wow, why didn't I see, how did I miss this? Or how has now this unlocked this new thing in my brain and in my body? And so the questions in the journal are questions that I asked myself and some more that I came across when I worked with clients. Yeah, that's really how it developed. And then the other thing was, I was in one of my sexology courses and we had to journal daily. I remember I was like, I mean, I journal, but
not every day.
Daily, we have to do it.
That's dedication right there, because
That
I can get a smooth 5 days in. After that, I fall off.
right. But I'm like, okay, well, I want to do this. Like, I'm really going to try to journal daily, even if it's a sentence or just the date. Sometimes it was just the date. It was like Tuesday. Because
I
that's
was here.
all I had to
I was
give.
here today. I
I was
made
here. Because that's all I had to give. No. But I knew I wanted it to continue. I knew I owed it to myself to love myself enough to do it, right? Like it took somebody else being like, hey, this is something you should do. But so I started doing that. And the more I journaled daily, the more I was seeing revelations of myself. And I felt it was so powerful. So then combine it with the questions I was already asking myself, you know? And so it takes 21 days to make something a habit. And I was doing that for 30. And again, sometimes it was a period. It'd be like pages and monologues, you know?
Yes, I love that. And I was gonna ask, like, where did the 21 days come from? But like 21 days to make a habit. So, looking at my wonderful, wonderful book, first of all, it's beautiful. It is absolutely the way it's designed and the pages and the colors is absolutely beautiful. I will not be writing in my journal. I will be writing on a piece of paper or a notebook, something. I'm not writing in this. So in the beginning, I like how you set the stage. Why is setting the stage for a self-love practice so important?
Because when we do things without intention, we don't reach our goals, or at least not at the way we want to, right? The most efficient way. So setting the scene is about setting your intentions and like putting things in place for you to follow through on what you're deciding to start. And then it also like we can think of it in terms of your environment too. So, what in your environment do you think might have to shift? Thinking through like what things you want to bring in to support you and make you feel comfortable. And that stuff gets delved into deeper later on in the book. But it kind of starts that trigger of thinking through what do I need?
Yeah, I think that might have been what got me. Despite the fact that I'm a very sensual person and I like things around me, it's something about the idea of, okay, every time I do this for 21 days, I'm gonna set the stage. And then there's like this voice in the back of my head that's like, oh, man, we gotta do this again today. Let's pull out all the candles. Let's get the good draws on, like, all that. And it just becomes, I think for me, it was like eye-opening of how much I think of it as a burden. Do I want to say burden? Heavy, right? Like it feels like an extra step that I have to do. Why do I feel like it's an extra step that I have to do? And my conclusion was I use my self-pleasure to go to sleep. Like that has become like, we got a goal here. Let's knock this out and let's go to bed. So to think of it as, okay, so we're just gonna take time. We're just gonna slow down. We're just gonna love on the self. There is no rush. There needs to be no true ending. My brain trying to calculate that. So when you have someone that's like so used to getting to the end, how do you work them through a journal like this, especially if they're by themselves trying to do this?
Which version do you have? Do
I
you
think I have the first one
have?
because when
Okay.
we talked, you were like, I got another one. I was like, oh, so I'm behind. Okay.
So after that version, when I sat with it and I did it again by myself and et cetera, I came across what you just said.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this could actually be one of the first spots of like barrier. Getting through the rest of this.
This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is brought to you by Javery Integrative Wellness Services, where holistic healing meets mental wellness. At Javery Integrative Wellness, we understand that life's demands can take a toll on your mind, body, and your spirit. That's why we offer a range of therapeutic services designed to help you reconnect with yourself, reduce stress, and find balance. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, relationship issues, or simply looking to enhance your overall well-being, the expert therapists at Javery Integrative Wellness are here to support you. We specialize in creating personalized integrative care plans that cater to your unique needs. Ready to take the first step towards a healthier, happier you? Visit www.javerywellness.com today and schedule your free 15-minute consultation with one of our compassionate therapists. It's time to invest in yourself and start your journey to wellness. That's www.javerywellness.com, your partner in holistic health and healing. Don't wait. Book your free consultation now. This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is proudly sponsored by Organic Lovin', your go-to source for all natural, body-safe products that enhance your intimate experiences. At Organic Lovin', they believe that what you put on and in your body matters, which is why they offer a carefully curated selection of organic, eco-friendly products designed to bring pleasure without compromising your health. From luxurious lubricants and body oils to intimate toys and wellness products, Organic Lovin' has everything you need to elevate your sensual self-care routine. Each product is crafted with the highest quality ingredients so you can indulge with confidence, knowing you're choosing the best for your body and the environment. As a special offer for our listeners, you can enjoy 10% off your purchase when you use the coupon code JaveryWellness at checkout. Visit www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, that's L-O-V-E-N, today to explore their full range of products and discover how organic, body-safe options can make a difference in your intimate life. That's www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, spelled L-O-V-E-N. And don't forget to use the code JaveryWellness for 10% off your order. Take care of your body and let Organic Lovin' take care of your pleasure.
And what I realized was I really want people to have a preparation week.
Mm-hmm.
So this,
okay,
the second version has a full 5 days of reassuring you what's going to happen, supporting you in like getting from one step to another so that you feel prepared for success when you actually start the journey. And then also talking to you about what is pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think when we remove pleasure as orgasm or like that height of blissfulness and remember that pleasure is vaster than that, and it encompasses deep belly laughs and snuggles, you know? And so recognizing that your pleasure for that day can be any of those things.
Mm.
So the preparation week supports in that, so that it helps soothe and reassures, in my opinion.
Okay. And do you feel like this is the type of practice that would support someone that has never experienced self-pleasure or continues to have that, like that church hurt around the fact that you, like, you don't touch yourself, you don't do X, Y, and Z, or, you know, who you are if you do that? Is this a good starting point, or is there something that should be done before this besides therapy?
This is, there is something that can be done before this.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this from a place of like having gone through it again, right? Mm-hmm. Like, now I'm not going through it. New revelation.
Right.
and actually, the book I'm writing is like, I'm writing another book. And it is answering, it's giving the first piece to this.
I look, Say I'm asking all the questions, y'all. She's already in the work. She's like, no, I realize that now after the fact, the question that you're asking. I got it. I got you. Hold, please.
I'm working up it.
I can only move so fast.
All that to say, it doesn't mean don't peruse, right?
Right.
Like, if you don't do the whole systematic 21 days, I don't always read a book all the way through the first time. I'd be putting that thing down, coming back years later, and still finding the nuggets are finally completing. So, I have this hope that, like, even if you don't take out, I'm going to do 21 to like 28 days to do this, still come to the journal for those questions. Still allow the book to like remind you that your pleasure should be the forefront, and we should get to a place where we can feel comfortable sacrificing, quote unquote. It's not really a sacrifice, but sacrificing our pleasure for other things, or for the like restlessness that we might be feeling, or anything else that comes with how we think pleasure is to look in our life.
I like that. I like that. For my recovering perfectionist and high achieving mind, to hear the writer of the journal say, you don't have to do this piece. It's okay. Just read the journal prompts. It's almost like something in me went, thank you so much, right? Because the questions are like the journal prompts are amazing, like the gratitude and all that. But there's something, and I know the people that listen to this are like me, the type A personality. Well, if Robin said I need to do all this, then I need to start from day one and I need to go to day 21 and I need to do all the things. Getting the permission to say, just do it how you can and then continue to come back to it. It's not like you don't finish the journal. You keep coming back to it. So I appreciate the permission. I really do. What is self-seduction to you? I looked at that journal prompt and I was like, oh, that's sexy. I want to talk about self-seduction because I think these words, these juicy words, seduction and sensual and all of those things, I feel like they don't get the recognition that they deserve as an individual. It always has to be coupled with someone or something.
Oh, that's yummy. So on that day, a part of the challenge that I'm doing that you said you're going to do, there's videos that go with each day. In those videos are somatic exercises, breathing exercises, tools, helps, things that help us get deeper into what the question could potentially uncover for a person, right? And so on that specific day, I talk about what self-seduction is, and I walk us through a visualization of the starting points of how to self-seduce.
I like that. So
So
basically, you're saying they need to join the challenge to get the answer. Y'all need
I'm
to.
like, yeah.
Wah, wah. Y'all thought y'all was getting an answer. Oh, that's
Well,
so funny. Okay. Well, I mean, there you go. She gave you the answer. Okay. So here's my next question. For someone that does not center themselves, they are unable to figure out what it means to separate themselves from all the different pockets in their life and how they show up for everyone else. How can they get to a place to center themselves to even do a journal like this?
just read, like start reading the first few pages, read the author's note, read the preparation pages, and then breathe. By that time, you would have been walked through breath exercises too, because on day like two, there are three. These breath exercises to talk you to help. So that would be my, like, when you pick up the book, don't pick up, I'm starting day 21 today. Pick up the book with, again, let me just see. Let me read these first couple of pages and see and check in with my body. do a body scan and breathe.
Is that part of the videos too? Because what if they don't know how to do a body scan, right? Okay, see, basically, what she's saying is, y'all need to just go ahead and join the challenge with me because clearly I can't help y'all out. Y'all got to pay for it. You got to pay the coins. You got to pay the coins to get the good stuff. But I think the permission in itself, right? Because someone could really be turned off from, oh, okay, so just in case, for shits and giggles, somebody is listening to this and they're like, what are y'all talking about? We are talking about masturbation, just in case. Like, I know everyone is, I know y'all got common sense, but there's gonna be that one person that's listening, like, what are they talking about? Like, what? So just in case y'all don't know, that is what we are talking about. But I think the permission in itself that that doesn't have to be a part of it, because I could see someone clicking on the link and seeing it and saying, I can't do that. Like, I don't touch myself. I don't even know. Like, I'm not comfortable with that part of my body, or I've experienced a sense of trauma that I haven't worked through, so this isn't for me. But what I hear you saying is it's absolutely for you, and it's probably mostly for you to get reconnected to yourself, right?
Yeah, sure enough. And I'm grateful for your comment and the way you succinct it, because one, it lets me know I need to go back to that page and make it clearer that that's one of my intentions. One of the forethoughts of my intention is just start giving yourself permission to do something a little different. To know that there's no perfect here. You just need to do what feels right for you.
Yeah, we need our own little tip, like they do in the Four Dummies books for the perfectionist. Just put like a little tip. All perfectionists come here and read this excerpt because that's what we're gonna need. Because I really feel like that is what stopped me. Because I was reading, I was like, oh, this is beautiful. And then I got to day one and I was like, oh, yeah. We'll be back. We'll be back to this. Because you think about, for me, what it is I have a family, right? And like, when am I going to have the time to do things for myself? And trying to figure out, okay, when is no one going to be here? Do I need to lock the doors? They be knocking on the doors and they get frustrated. Now I'm frustrated. Now I can't do it. I don't want people to know what I'm doing, right? Like, there's all these things, overwhelming things that start to come up when you say, okay, I want you to just create this space. Not that it's not something I've never done before, but it's something about creating that sacred space for that. That it was like a rush of overwhelm of everyone invading my space. And so because I will feel invaded, this is not a safe space to do it. Right?
Can I just say the amount that you just held and processed, right? By just considering it. And I really I want that to be, that's what I consider something, that is when I consider something to be a sacred work. Meaning just by its being, it causes you to come into question your surroundings and what you have available to support you in something like this, and how things might be coming up as obstacles. And do I, is this the time for me to do this with these things that I'm facing? Am I, is it time for me to prioritize this because this thing with this child is happening right now, and then I can come back and prioritize here later? Or am I ready to, or I want to say, hey, I'm prioritizing me first this time, and I'm going to lean on my community, or I'm going to find a community to start to lean on to support me in these other ways that I know it's time for me to shift from showing up as. So, like, the sheer question of, God damn, do I got the time for this? This is a lot. This is a lot. Everything make that starts to turn the wheel in our brain to asking the more deeper questions.
I see what you did there.
I was just saying, to me, that's the mark of a sacred work, okay? When it makes you question. Before you
You
even
better
really
question
start, just
everything. Just makes you question, like, oh, the crystal, even with the crystals, right? Like, what am I feeling called to right now? Like, where is my head at? And but yeah, now that you're saying it, I definitely had to sit and think about, like, this is not the place to do it. No one is really respecting the boundaries. So now what do I need to do to get people to respect the boundaries so that I can have this sacred space? Because if I don't have sacred space for that, then I don't have sacred space for other things that aren't, as intimate of even just, I want to sit in the corner with the light low with my tea and look out the window, but somebody always coming and talking to me. I just want to look out the window. So I get it. Ah, it's clicking. It's clicking.
I remember the way I define pleasure is that is pleasure.
Right.
And you should be able to set out sacred time for that.
Yeah. And even being a sex therapist and a coach and all the things, like, there's never not anything to learn about yourself. The layers continue to shed, and that's why I do things like this and get books, right? And join challenges. So I'm like, oh, I know where you could go. Like, this is the place for you. Because I want to be able to share in, like, my awakening or my awareness first, because people think that there's a cap to learning about yourself, but we're forever changing, we're forever growing, we're forever evolving. So thank you for the little coaching moment, Robin.
Okay, you're welcome. And I mean, that's another piece of having the journal. Like you mentioned, you're not going to write in it, you're going to write somewhere else. That is cool because sometime later you may pick it up again and be like, oh, let me
Right.
fit with some of these questions again. I mentioned I've gone through it 3 times, and each time,
Now you got to write another
motivated.
version of
Right?
it because I've learned something else and I know they need this. Now I got to do edition number 225. So the book that you are creating, is it it's the prequel to the journals, or do the, like, is it a package deal? Like, what's the book? Can I get a little sneak background of, like, what this book is bringing to us?
This book has like, so we've talked about like, how did you get there, right? This book has stories about how I got there.
Okay.
It gives you the story that comes with these journal prompts. And it walks you through a lot of the exercises that I've done with myself, that I do with clients. And it also provides insight into our being, both spiritually, ancestrally, and physically, like understanding your nervous system. So, that's the prequel, and it's gonna have, all of the juiciness and journal pops and shit,
I love it. I love it. I think with the world doing what it's doing, just to have something tangible, right? To just sit down, even if it's for 15, 20 minutes to myself, to get back to myself. Because being a helper and being a therapist and, going out here taking on other people's stuff, trying to figure out, how do I balance supporting people maneuvering through this world while also still grounding myself every day. And to have a journal like this that says, okay, even if I do one prompt and just read it, I don't even have to, like, fill it out. Just reading it gets the brain going. I love it.
These are the permissions I had to give myself as a moon and rising Libra. Perfection is a serious thing, and I had to get to the place where I was like, this is also perfection. This, because it is perfect for how Robin Denise needs to show up today. So this is perfection. Okay? Calm your brain.
Yeah, my little Libra son is like, but what do we do? It's gotta be perfect. What do we do? And then now it's been like what, a year or something, and it's just been sitting there, and I'll look at it and I'm like, we're not ready yet. Yes, it will clearly is going to call you out in all the best ways, and I can't wait to read the book, Robin. I cannot wait. So I'm definitely going to make sure that we drop this episode in time for people to join the challenge, because I'm going to join the challenge, and I'm not even going to set an expectation. I'm just going to show up, and whatever comes from it is what comes from it, because Robin Denise has given me permission to do it how I want to do it.
Yes, exactly. All y'all got that permission out there.
That was good, right? I told you, Robin Denise does not show up on this podcast and not give you information. It's like the more you know. And I would have loved to give you more information, but y'all know y'all got to purchase the challenge. Some things are behind a paywall. Some things we have to pour into and we have to invest in order to dive deeper. So again, all of the information to Robin Denise's challenges and how to get in contact with them is, you have access to it. It's about what are you going to do with the information. And don't forget to join the newsletter. Y'all, this year we're going in, and I want you to be a part of it. And you're not always going to be on the know by listening to the podcast. So definitely rate, review, share this with a friend. Let me know what topics you want to hear about. So some of y'all talk back to me, but some of y'all are in the back lurking, and I love you being a listener, but let's talk back to me. I like when you talk dirty to me. So I love you so much. I will see you, talk to you in the next episode, and don't forget that pleasure is your birthright because you deserve it. Bye.